Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, I certainly hope you had a wonderful Labor Day. I think I misunderstood the point of the holiday. I think we're supposed to take a break from labor. Instead, I was out in my front yard at about 8:45 in the morning, and we're kind of redoing all this stuff in this big natural area in the front of our house, and I'm just like digging away and chopping and cutting stuff down, and the next thing I know, it's like 1:30. And I'm like, this definitely feels like a Labor Day. A Labor Day, because I'm out here laboring, but I hope you had a good day. And we're here with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. Our at the beginning of each month, we do a full show on Money Monday. It's not just an update. We do that on the other Mondays. But given the fact that yesterday was a holiday, we're going to do our full Money Monday show today on Tuesday here on Call to Action Radio. David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. I didn't do any labor on the Labor Day, though. Did some resting, actually. It was kind of nice.
Is anybody crazy enough in Phoenix where you live to work in their yard for 6 months out of the year?
There was a time when I was crazy. I've come to my senses when it's 110 degrees.
Yeah. Well, I think it's we were in Southern California recently. It seems like everybody, and we stopped at a neighborhood for new homes and checking that out and just looking around. And we were like, they're like, you know, drought resistant front yard, and that's gravel, colored gravel on these strange looking bushes.
They call it landscaping rocks out here in Phoenix.
Oh, is that what you call it? Oh, that's beautiful. That's pretty funny. Well, there's a lot to go through today. We've got a lot happening on a lot of different fronts, and not the least of which the stock market today. We'll talk about stock market relative to gold, and we'll talk about what's going on out there and North Korea and the hurricane, and we obviously Hurricane Harvey, but now Hurricane Irma headed this way, and Congress and their 12 hard, talk about Labor Day, 12 working days for Congress. You know, they really get in there and get at it. And so we'll talk about that and a lot of things to come at today. But the market, I mean, I'm looking at one right now down triple digits, over 200 points. What's going on with that? And then what's gold doing today?
Yeah, the market is down in stocks, and it's a lot to do with what's going on in the rhetoric of North Korea. Gold is up again today, up $6.90. It broke through a whole bunch of resistance levels here recently, Steve. I said on your program, once it breaks through the 1300 mark, and I said it's going to do that this year, it's going to be a fairly quick move to 1400. We're at 1341 today and change already in gold. So it's doing exactly what I thought it would do, and it's going to go much higher.
Yeah, and so we look at that, and then we look at what's going on with the stock market, and what all's going into that. You know, I don't know that DACA is something the president just is moving to overrule. That was an executive action by former President Obama and pushing that over to Congress. That versus North Korea versus what we just experienced with Harvey, and then what looks to be just a killer storm now with Irma, which is already a Cat 5, and it's rare that we see a Category 5 hurricane. So what do you think is going on today in the market?
Well, you know, some of it's the fear of nuclear Armageddon, so to speak. Some of it's Russian tensions, and, you know, is what really happened during the candidacy of President Trump and his ties with Russia. Some of it's the tweeting of President Trump. A lot of it has to do with just anxiety over a debt ceiling and what's going to happen the next few weeks here in our congressional working behavior behind the scenes in Congress, the House and the Senate. But probably the biggest pullback in stocks here today is related to what's going on with Korea. So a little bit of that is sprinkled in the recipe, you know, and put into perspective, the Dow is down 1%, you know, so I don't know if this is the first major leg down, you know, it's taken back 1%, then we've had some rises, but, you know, the Trump trade is now done, completely done. As you can see, it has nothing to do with the ability what President Trump is wanting to move forward. And because the market has moved sideways for an extended period of time in stocks in the Dow. So that's all by the wayside. And now it's what's going to happen, you know, really what's going to happen with North Korea. And I think that's going to turn into a good thing, unfortunately.
Yeah. And it seems like, you know, that's the thing that happens with the stock market. You'll get a sell-off when there's these major events. But North Korea, it seems, is a little bit different because it's it could be so massive, unfortunately, on an international scale and everything that could happen. South Korea, Japan, China, America. This is something that, you know, for an uncertain world and a turbulent world that we live in, this is really important to have this conversation about utilizing the stock market and regular stocks versus precious metals, in this case gold, because it's really about looking at the world through two different lenses, kind of, isn't it?
It is. You know, North Korea is not going to go away. I mean, we've had two presidents previous to President Trump, who actually three, Obama, Bush, and Clinton, who have really tried to put pressure on the North Korean regime to stop this moving forward in their economic and ballistic development for intercontinental rocket systems. And, you know, the testing of the H-bomb last week really sent a shockwave to the market, you know, obviously when that happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
So they're not going away. They're not shutting down. In fact, their rhetoric has raised significantly since we responded to their what we call heinous environmental slam on the United States by shooting this H-bomb off. They responded by saying, in the face of the U.S. scheme and putting pressure through sanctions, we're going to respond in our own ways, and that the U.S. will be fully responsible from catastrophic consequences that will follow. So, you know, we're trying diplomatic pressure, putting sanctions, getting China involved, getting South Korea involved, because 90% of the income or the goods that go into North Korea comes from China, and we're asking them to participate. They're not being too cooperative, but, you know, we could get in a trade war. This could turn into a lot of different things. They hold – they're the second largest holder of our U.S. debt, Steve. Yeah. They could sell our debt, you know, if they don't want to respond to the sanctions and say we're going to side with North Korea. They could side with us, and then this could escalate with North Korea, you know, firing off more rockets towards their direction. They don't want that to happen because they're really unprotected. So this could go a lot of different ways. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, and when we're talking about the destabilization of the world environment, when we're talking about this kind of lack of stability, that's where how you manage your portfolio, how to manage your retirement, and the utilization of precious metals, which we're going to talk about when we come back. It is a Money Monday with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. I'm getting my buddy David Fisher back on Skype. We are doing a Money Monday today, talking about a lot of different issues as it pertains. Stock market off a couple hundred points today, down 234 points the last time I checked. And we're not used to seeing that. It was up over the course of the last several months, obviously. You look at the 1 month or the 6 month, and then you see a lot of instability. You look in the last month, David. David Fisher is here with us from Landmark Capital. And up and down and up and down and up and down it is, and then down significantly today, 200 points. And we were talking about North Korea and its effect on the markets, and from a gold versus stock market standpoint, are there stocks that tend to perform well when you've got this kind of instability, or is that really what gold's function is?
Well, there are some stocks, a thing called emerging markets. They've outperformed stocks in the same period of time. Like the S&P has moved 10.6%. The SPX, which is an indicator of the S&P, emerging markets shares have moved 29%, almost 30%. So up nearly 200% more. Emerging markets are stocks that are, you know, not mainstream share stocks, but on the fringes. So they, you know, I talked about this on several radio programs here about 3-4 weeks ago, that you might want to look at emerging markets in this environment. I would, you know, it's kind of a two-edged sword. do you stay in a like the financial sectors is totally getting clobbered today. Do you stay in a financial sector and hoping that they rebound, or do you sell out knowing that if we're going to have more of this rhetoric between North Korea and United States and the UN, that they'll continue to get clobbered? So that's, you know, that's a philosophical thing. But, you know, defense stocks probably are going to be a good buy to be in. And, you know, because as we go to war, if we do, and I think we will, unfortunately, you know, that's going to be something that we're going to need to count on is more buying of defense.
Yeah, which is just insane to even think about this. But in terms of the gold, but gold's been performing all year. So it can't just be the threat of war and war actions with North Korea that's driving it up, is it? Because that I mean, in the first 3 months of the year, there really wasn't a lot of talk about North Korea.
Yeah, I would say, you know, only more maybe $10 or $20. Maybe I'll give it, let's exaggerate this, a $30 movement in gold, maybe, that might be related. And I think that's way too high of a number. That's related to North Korea and the uncertainty thereof. Most of it's just the uncertainty of our government being able to pass things, getting our debt under control, and we're just in the normal fundamentals of gold. But we went through a psychological and a technical barrier of $1,300, and so I said once we do that, it's off to the races in a fashion of, you know, not it going to the moon or anything like that, but it's going to make some fairly big jumps quickly, and it's done that. So this is there's the fundamental side, which are, you know, debt of our country, managing it thereof, and the uncertainty of passing budgets and raising the debt ceiling, things like that. That's the fundamental, the technical side. And it's been moving on the fundamentals, but now it's moving on the technical side also. So anytime you have both in a market, Steve, the market makes great performances, and that's why gold is performing.
Well, it's interesting. You know, we recently made a purchase of gold through you, David, and took possession of that. And it's an interesting, you know, we've been dealing with the retirement stuff and stocks and typical trading stuff like that in retirement and working towards retirement whenever that happens, if we ever actually do it. I don't really believe in it. But taking possession of gold was a surprisingly kind of emotional, not that I like started weeping over my box from Landmark Capital, but there was an emotional response to it, almost kind of like I'm being a responsible husband and father and a citizen because you do have possession of this thing, which is obviously very precious gold. And knowing that, given what's going on in the world, I was surprised that it brought just a feeling of security to me, David, when we took possession of it. I wasn't expecting that.
You know, all the years I've been doing this, which is 25 years now, I've not ever not seen or heard where a person holds gold either for the first time or a repetitive time, that it doesn't give this response. In fact, the times when I've done seminars, either at schools or for different investors, you know, I bring some gold with me and I have them hold it in their hand, just their face lights up. It's the same response. Like they have something that's real, something that represents security. And so I'm not surprised by your response because that's the feeling that it does pretty much all the time.
Yeah, and it was, you know, I can go online and look at what our stocks and stuff are doing, and I can get a statement online, but it's just numbers on paper or numbers on the screen. I'm just not used to holding anything that has any actual value because it's that's really kind of an outdated concept anymore, isn't it?
Well, it's outdated in the United States and the Western world because stocks have been taught that you got to put all your money, your 401k, your IRA, and all your money into stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. So it's almost a paradigm shift that needs to happen, you know. But putting into perspective, Steve, here's some simple numbers. Gold in 1999 was 253, and now it's 1341, or it's up 430%, while the Dow at the same point was 10,829, and now the Dow's 21,747 points, so we're up 101%. So if you would have put $10,000 in gold in 1999, that'd be worth $53,000. Compared to the Dow, would be worth $20,100. So gold has outperformed the Dow by over 2.5 times, and yet it shouldn't not be a foreign thing, because at the end of the day, when you sell out your investment, you don't care if it was a round coin or a piece of paper.
Right.
You care what the financial statement says when you look at the dollar sign and the numbers behind it.
Yeah. And so with things like Hurricane Harvey, which we just came through, and we all need to continue to pray for the people in Texas, not just Houston, by the way, but all over the coast of Texas. But we need to pray for that, be concerned about that, and hopefully you've all have given to that. We did an update a week ago with a couple of different Christian relief organizations, David. But Harvey and now Irma, is that going to have an effect on markets? Does that affect the Dow, and will it affect the price of gold?
Well, I don't think it's going to affect the Dow too much. I don't think it's going to affect, not directly, it'll affect how much the government's going to give out towards relief. And that, in effect, indirectly, will affect what markets do or don't do, because it creates uncertainty or certainty. And therefore, gold will either go up and, you know, more than the norm that it's already doing, and the Dow will either correct more than it's already doing. So, you know, but there's a few markets out there like orange juice and cotton futures that are surging now with the fears of Hurricane Irma coming in Florida. So there are some markets that are surging, you know, but it's not the norm things that people are investing in.
Yeah, and speaking of storms, we're going to move over. We're going to hit the break here in about a minute, but move over to a conversation about what our pseudo friends and pseudo elected officials up in Congress are doing, because there's a lot going on. They only have like 12 working days to accomplish stuff. So just as a way of introduction, David, what do we have to be considering about Congress right now?
Well, they got a whole bunch of things on their plate. They got tax reform. They got a budget for 2018. They got a debt ceiling. They got health care deadline for children's insurance program, which expires, and otherwise 8 million kids will lose their insurance. And they also need to figure out financial support now for Houston Hurricane Harvey, and then probably for Irma. And
a lot to deal with, and they've got less than 2 weeks really of working time to deal with it. So what's going to happen? We'll try to look into that when we come back, talking to David Fisher from Landmark Capital.
All my life I've been searching for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close. Closer to the prize at the end of the rope.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. We're also live on Facebook right now. We do Facebook Live if you want to. Look at my ugly mug today sitting here in the studio, and then we're talking to my good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. Their website is always landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com, or you can give them a call at 844-879-8882, 844-879-8882. And before we dive into Congress and everything going on there, I did want to remind everybody there's a lot of different resources and things that you can read and help that you can get from David and his staff there, which is why we continue to bring it up. And Landmark Capital is a great supporter of this radio program. And if the radio program blesses you, you have David and his staff as part of the reason that we're able to do this. And so we just have a great partnership. But also I mentioned in the last segment, David, kind of the surprise that I had. We took possession of some gold that we purchased through your firm recently. And I was surprised about the kind of the emotional reaction, the sense of security, the sense of responsibility, really, that I experienced when I was out of town. My family took that when it was delivered, and you know, we have it secured and everything. But when I got home and I'm looking at this stuff, I'm going, holy cow, this stuff is actually worth something, as opposed to getting a piece of paper with a statement. And we know that it's out there, and we have possession of we have stocks in our portfolio, but to actually have something of value in my possession, which would be good for my whole family as things move forward, that to me it just felt like I was being a responsible parent, a responsible father, and responsible husband.
You know, there's a scripture reference, a portion to seven, a portion to eight, because you do not know what tragedy may befall us. So, you know, I don't know what's, and neither do you, Steve, or any of our, you know, our financial advisors that we work with. And we have probably some of the best out there. And, you know, now with the birth of the internet, there's a lot of information. Overwhelmingly, you can get a lot of information. But at the end of the day, nobody knows for certain what's going to happen. And that's why you diversify. Yeah. And so that's the role of gold, is not having all your eggs in one basket, because we will have financial problems. We will have a market correction sooner or later. Yep. We could revisit another 2008, and gold has its place in all those environments, and especially now that it's outperforming different indexes like the stock market.
Yeah, and you know, this is the first time that we've really, as a family, diversified to that extent. And I think it was just ignorance on my part before, and probably a little bit of fear. And you hear about it all the time. And whether it's Glenn Beck's show or all these different conservative websites, and they're selling gold. They're pushing gold and silver companies, but they're also selling food supply and safes and guns and all this stuff. And we have not been given, David, you and I, as brothers in Christ and followers of Jesus, we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And so I'm not freaking out when I deal with this subject, but we do have to be sober-minded. We are called to be good stewards, and I think that's just a part of our biblical call as Christ followers.
Absolutely. You know, and you know, probably you going through this process, it wasn't a difficult one for you, I would assume. It was easy to understand, and it made sense. We educated you, things like that. Correct me if I'm wrong, and you know, that's the role mark of Landmark Capital.
Yeah, that's all it was. It's education and information, and how does this fit in, and how can I think about this? And then if I make the decision, what do I do, and how do we take possession and care for that? And that's exactly what happened, which is but it took me a while to get to that point. And you know, and I think it's fine for all of us. You know, I'm a skeptic by nature. That's why probably I'm part of the reason I'm on the radio. And you know, and I heard all that stuff like I just mentioned, and I wanted to get educated, and I really suggest to everybody else that they do the same. LandmarkGold.com is the website, LandmarkGold.com, or give David and his staff a call, 844-879-8882, 844-879-8882. And walk down that education process like I did and my wife did, and I'm quite confident that you'll be happy that you did. So Congress, they've got a lot going on, and what should be concerning us the most with everything that Congress is, quote-unquote, dealing with here in the short return to work, quote-unquote?
Well, tax reform is important. The budget is important. Definitely having health care for 8 million children is important. But it's nothing compared, and I don't want to make light of those things at all, or even, you know, helping people with disaster relief in the hurricanes that we're facing. Those are all very important things. But they will not shut down our country. They will not give us a downgrade in our credit crisis. And they won't probably cause some major ramification in a sell-off of a stock market. That all could be caused if the government does not act and raise the debt ceiling. So by far, the debt ceiling is the most important thing, and probably of all times in the history that I've ever looked into the debt ceiling, this is the most crucial time ever in the history of our country.
Yeah, and why is it different now than it was before? I mean, we've been down this road before. We haven't seen too many government shutdowns, but we've been here before. I mean, dealing with a debt ceiling crisis.
Well, we had a government shutdown in 2013 for 16 days. We've had previous shutdown in our country. And, you know, the government is still around. We're still around. But what we had in 2011 was a downgrade in our currency, in our ability to pay our money as a government. And that's when it was $14 trillion in debt. Now we're $20 trillion in debt, Steve. We have it worse. So if they don't get this number right, and because what goes with a debt ceiling really is a budget, and what goes with a budget is tax reform. So this time, this is all tied in together this time. We have three major things tied in together: tax reform, a budget, and a debt ceiling. But the debt ceiling is like the lighting of the fuse that will trigger the bomb if Congress does not raise the debt ceiling. So we could have severe ramifications this time, not just a downgrade in our credit crisis, not just a shutdown of the government. Quite frankly, I think they should shut down portions of the government and maybe downgrade the government, because we're, you know, heavy in our government employment, personally, is my belief.
Yeah.
So they should shut some of that down. But having a default where we do not pay our bills, that would happen. And now they're saying this could possibly now happen for the first time in the history of our country. And it's showing proof that the market believes this could actually happen. When you look at the one-month treasury, it is the yield has ballooned. The yield is normally at 0.24. It's the lowest is 0.17 a year, January this year, 0.24 a year ago. It is 0.96 today. In other words, that is a number that is quadrupled almost. That is telling us the market is saying we don't believe the government's going to be able to get this thing done in time without any market turmoil. It's saying we don't think the government is going to continue to pay its bills. They're going to default. That's what the market is predicting right now.
Yeah, and if the government actually this stuff starts to materialize, how bad could it be for the stock market?
Well, we've never been through a default, so I couldn't. I have no piece of history to prove as reference.
Yeah.
When we had a credit downgrade, the market dropped 1,500 points. That's just with a credit downgrade. If we have a default, we will have a credit downgrade. I would think they would go hand in hand because a default is worse than a credit downgrade. A default is saying a credit downgrade is saying, oh, you guys looks like you can't pay your bills,
right,
so
right.
Therefore you're a credit risk. Let's downgrade your credit rating. A default says, not only we don't think you can, you're not paying your bills. Now we really have to downgrade your credit rating. So a default would be horrendous. It would probably be a greater than a 1,500 point. I moved thousands of points.
Yeah.
I hate to even speculate what this would be, but they were, you know, Steve Mnuchin, an economist, said that this would cause rates to soar. We would see the Dow drop thousands of points. I even hate to talk like that because it sounds conspiratorial.
Sure.
You know, I'm not of that mindset. You know me, Steve. But, you know, it would not be a good thing. Not at all.
Now, what about tax reform and especially corporate tax reform? Do you think they're actually going to get this done anytime this year?
Steve Mnuchin said in January you're going to have it done in the first quarter. That didn't happen. Recently he said they're going to have it by the end of the year. I'll be surprised if they get that done. We don't have a working Congress. That's the problem. Congress is not wanting to come together, and that's why President Trump did a brilliant speech in this aspect, Steve, where he put this on Congress.
Right.
Because really, it is a congressional thing. You and I can want a tax break, and we deserve a tax break compared to what the rest of the world is paying. But unfortunately, the government can't afford a tax break. So this is kind of comes down to where are you going to put the blow of the axe? Are you going to kill the dollar? Are you going to kill tax revenue coming to the country? Or are you going to build and grow the economy by creating more jobs and infrastructure? Something you can't have your cake and eat it too. We're not going to be able to do all these things at once. And so if they create a tax break, that's going to create a deficit between
right.
$3 to $7 trillion in the next 10 years.
Yeah. And again, the whole thing to me appears to be a house of cards. And I don't know. I'm assuming there's enough people in the federal government that actually understand that. But I'm fearful that there's people there that are not sophisticated enough to know what they're actually dealing with here, that they're playing around with something that they think doesn't have a big effect when the reality is it could affect people, not just here in America, but around the world. We've got some more to talk about when we come back with David Fisher from Landmark Capital. Also, the bail-in, as it gets worse in America, the probability of a bail-in happening in this country where it's happened in other countries goes up. We'll learn more about that. Back. It's Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. This is Steve Noble, and we're doing a little Money Monday with our good friend David Fisher, talking about the markets and the use of precious metals, specifically gold, and all the turbulence that we're experiencing, not just here in America, but around the world. And one of those things that's a big deal, and I just want to remind everybody of this, is health insurance. And as we deal with that and our friends at MediShare since 1993, over $1 billion shared in expenses, major healthcare expenses. And it also, if you become a MediShare member, this is a Christian ministry. It's a not-for-profit. There's over about 275,000 Christians now nationwide that are using MediShare. And just today, I had to go pick up some prescriptions, and we do that differently than most people because we don't have the cheapo little copay card. We're actually dealing more with cash, and it's forced us to become better consumers. We're smarter. We make better decisions. We shop more, and we've become financially, it's been a great blessing to us. And then knowing that other Christians around the country, if we have something, God forbid, terrible happen to any of us in my family, that we know that's going to get covered. So it's just a totally different way of coming at your health care, and a great way to get around Obamacare and to save money all at the same time. So give them a call and get educated like I did almost 5 years ago. 855-BIBLE-11 is the MediShare phone number, 855-BIBLE-11, also now available in Montana. Talking to our friend David Fisher and just trying to be wise in what we're doing here with the resources that we've been given. Jesus talked a lot about money, money, and possessions all over the scriptures, much more than you would ever think. 2,000 verses on money and possessions between the Old and the New Testaments. People go, hey, Steve, why do you do financial shows like this on a regular basis? Well, because Jesus did. If Jesus talked about it, we're going to talk about it here on Call to Action Radio, and that's why it's always great to have our good friend David Fisher on. And David, I was asking you off the air, because we're still live on Facebook Live, facebook.com/C2A Radio is our Facebook page, but the turbulent times and the craziness in the stock market, business for Landmark Capital has been just on a major rebound. Is that correct?
Yeah. Put into perspective, last August month, we did more business in August than the previous 3 months combined, maybe almost 4 months combined. And September so far already is going to outperform August month, because we have a lot of significant amount of transfers happening in the pipeline from IRAs rolling into gold. So this is all because people are waking up. They see, you know, we all hope that they raise the debt ceiling, Steve, sure. And I think they will. But that doesn't fix the long-term problem, or even the short-term problem that might rear its face here again, called our national debt and the unfunded liabilities. At some point, we're going to face the reality of this, and probably in the next couple of years. So people are looking at this, simply put, if gold is outperforming stocks at 16.5% while stocks are up 9.7%, almost 7% more gold is moving up, why wouldn't I want to roll over money into gold now? Because imagine what it's going to be like when we get to more severe times.
Oh,
stocks are going to underperform and gold will overperform.
Yeah, and we're looking at we sit there and freak out about a 20, you know, we're looking at 20 trillion right now, but you've got anywhere from 80 to 120 trillion in the next 25, 30 years of unfunded liabilities. You know, this ship is sinking, and most people just don't realize that. And you have to make preparations. You have to be educated. You have to be wise. And you have to be sober-minded, and that's why we have these conversations with David on a weekly basis. Well, one of the things that we've talked about a lot in the past is the notion of a bail-in. So I want to re-educate everybody for people that have joined the Call to Action Radio audience more recently, David. So what is a bail-in? Where has it happened? And why do we need to be concerned about it here in the good old U.S. of A.?
It's the opposite of a bailout. We bailed out AIG, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and General Motors. We came to their rescue, Steve. They didn't have enough money, and we gave them money, and they paid the country back over time. That's a bailout. We bailed them out. A bail-in is nobody comes to the rescue. America's the debt that you referred to is unfunded, unmanageable, and we're at 104%. In other words, we're spending more money than we're coming in. So we need to do a bail-in. Nobody comes to the rescue. We can't get bailed out. We have to go inward into our citizens' bank accounts, stock portfolios, retirements, 401ks, IRAs, 403bs. This has happened already in 9 countries in the last 6 years, where they went inward and did a bail-in. They passed laws for that, and we've passed similar laws in our country. Actually, there's more that has been happening in our country than all 9 countries combined, unfortunately. And I have a big white paper on it. And as time goes on, they continue to support this with more government intervention on saying this is really clearly done. So this is one way of many ways of fixing the national unfunded liabilities, the debt structure, and getting America on the upside of working properly financially. That's the purpose of why bail-ins are done in countries. And this citizens get paid back something, a note, a government bond,
yeah, okay,
a bank note, things
yeah,
like that.
An IOU from Uncle Sam.
Correct.
Which I don't think is going to be worth the paper it's written on. Is the most famous bail-in that's occurred recently probably still Cyprus?
Yes, that's where they did it in bank accounts. Poland is probably second, where they did it in their all the Polish retirement accounts.
Yeah, because they literally went in electronically. And this is, again, when I took possession of some gold recently, I realized, okay, this is in my possession. You can't get to it electronically. The government would literally have to force their way into my a home or wherever else I might keep gold and take it from me. But in this case, that was all electronic, right? Literally overnight.
That's how all the bail-ins have been done. It's done electronically, and they've tested it out in our systems already several times. My report refers to that. So they've actually done six test-ins in the bail-in inside our country in the last 5 years.
Yeah, and why doesn't that information get out? Why are so many people clueless on this particular topic, David?
It is out there. It's public knowledge. I mean, our government website has many of this. There's letters that are from the Secretary of Treasury saying that they're doing this, and even the dollar amount, and I cite it all. It's just, you know, people don't think in America that something like this will happen, and they correlate that if that happens, there'll be anarchy. No, there was only anarchy in one country when it happened. It was the third time it happened, and that was Greece. We'd have anarchy if they did three bail-ins in America and they hit our retirement accounts three times and gave us nothing in return. But that's not how bail-ins operate. Bail-ins, they give you something. Think of a Social Security. We paid into Social Security. Right, right. We get paid back. That's what this is all about. The government's going to give you a note and pay you back. They even got the name for the note. It's a GRA, Government Retirement Annuity. And so all this thing has been set up. They pay us back. There's not going to be any anarchy. This is a political thing that's done on a financial level to support the country's debt spending.
Yeah, but you know, ultimately, I mean, what kind of unrest does that cause if all of a sudden the government's doing this literally overnight or under the guise of darkness? I don't want to sound like a paranoid, delusional person here, but that's essentially how it happens. And then, you go through it once or twice, but now I'm getting an IOU from a company that's $20 trillion in debt right now and facing another $80 to $120 trillion in the next 25 years. Sooner or later, David, that stuff isn't worth the paper it's written on.
Well, that's just like saying our treasury bill's just an IOU, legally, yes, and the piece of the paper called money in your wallet is just an IOU too.
Man.
So it is the confidence that people have in the system for it to work. At some point in time, the confidence will erode, right, and that's why you got to have gold and silver. That's why the dollar will depreciate over time, because the confidence of our ability to manage our debt is going to erode over time. That's why gold goes up. So this is not all of a sudden we switch gears and it becomes an apocalyptic thing where the dollar's worthless, zero. The dollar's just going to become worthless over time. And if we have a bail-in, we're going to be paid in dollars. I don't think it'll be a big change in behavior. In fact, there's a lot of economic reporting that's saying that this won't change or impair behavior because they're going to get something in return for it.
Yeah, yeah. All very, very alarming and very scary and something obviously we need to not only keep our eye on, but prepare for, which is why we talk about adding gold as a part of your portfolio. But again, tell everybody kind of what are the different resources that are available when they call in, as well as the financial blueprint.
Well, they can get a brochure called Changing Directions and Changing Times, which talks about the different categories in precious metals and how you can roll over your 401k IRA and take physical possession of your gold under your retirement plan without a tax liability. We also have a white paper specifically designed on how does that actually work in depth in the IRS opinion on it and how it actually the technical and the fundamental movement behind it. So there, we believe in a lot of education and we support the documentation and cite the laws thereof that helps people get their eyes open.
And again, how do people get a hold of you guys at Landmark Capital?
Well, they can go to our website at landmarkgold.com, or they can do it the old-fashioned way, pick up the phone and talk to one of my representatives by calling 844-879-8882, and they get their questions answered and a packet sent out to them.
And you guys have gotten so much busier. It's just people are waking up to the realities of our world that you don't want to get too far back in line because you've got a lot going on. We need to move on this stuff and consider these things quickly. Is that correct?
Well, September 29th is coming upon us. There's no way of slowing time down, and that could really change a lot of things. Plus, the market is going up so rapidly right now. Time is not your friend when it comes to that. So, yeah, we have big chunks of money being moved, and lots of people are waking up. They're feeling what their spirit has been talking to them, and they're waking up to the fact of saying, you know, I need to do this now.
Yeah, yeah, a great point. And let's not forget, we are called to be good stewards of everything God's given us, our talents, our gifts, our families, our bodies, as well as our money and the possessions that we have, the things that God has enabled us to have care, custody, and control over. That's why it's so important that we talk about these things with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. Again, that website, landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com, or give them a call right now at 844-879-8882, 844-879-8882. Would want to invite more of you to join us on Facebook Live, facebook.com/C2A Radio. We're going to actually pray with David. We're going to pray today for our elected officials, and we'll pray for the people for Hurricane Harvey, and we're going to pray ahead of what's going to happen with Hurricane Irma. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio, and God willing, I'll talk to you again really soon.